Hey everybody, today we're recapping episode 5 of The Amazing Race. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
So we are starting episode 5 in Santiago, Chile, and we are there with all the teams, and they're leaving in 3 waves, just like they did before. And I think that's going to be the norm for this season, because this is really the first season after COVID. And also, we're not going to see a lot of them scurrying to look for flights and that kind of stuff. I think it's a very structured season, since this is the first one after COVID, really. And so the first wave of teams that leaves is Amber and Vinny and Cesar and Ricky. The second wave is Angie and Danny, Juan and Shane, Rod and Leticia. The third wave is Yvonne and Melissa, and Derek and Shalisa, Karishma and Kishori, and Busy and Sunny. And so they are at this spot in Santiago, Chile, and they have to go find a parked car. So this time they're not looking for a taxi. They are driving themselves. And they have to go to these classic car spot and look for Marilyn Monroe's old Thunderbird. And Thunderbird is an old Ford car.
They said that, like, as my dad said, it was Marilyn Monroe's car, but someone bought it and then it disappeared for like 6 years and no one knew what happened to it. And then it randomly turned up in Santiago.
Isn't that interesting? Some kind of collector bought it and somehow it made its way there. So they leave in waves, and the first team to get to the spot where this was Amber and Vinny and Cesar and Ricky. But I think Cesar and Ricky found it first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like in the car ride, because they have their little vignettes down the way to this collector's garage, that Amber and Vinny are talking and trying to recalibrate so they're not yelling as much of each other and that kind of stuff.
Going at each other's throats as much.
Yeah. So it looks like they're trying to recalibrate, but we later find out maybe they didn't. And then once they all get there, they find that we also see that Karishma and Kishori are struggling driving there, and they're having a lot of trouble with the stick shift.
Yeah.
So it took them quite a while to get going. And we also found that Yvonne and Melissa and their wave of people, they found it very quickly once they got to the collector's garage, because there were two parts. There was the main part and there was just kind of the annex, and that's where the car was sort of in the annex, where they get the clue from the guy that was standing there. And we also find that Busy and Sunny are lost. So Karishma and Kishori have a hard time driving a stick to get there. And Busy and Sunny are lost on their way to get there.
When Sunny and Busy did get there, everyone was looking for their car, their self-drive car. And there was this one shot of everyone just running past all the cars. And it was so funny.
So they were all looking for their car, and they self-drive it. So they are the ones, instead of getting a taxi, they have to drive. And a lot of teams made a comment that they prefer that over getting a taxi, which I understand, because then you're not at the mercy of someone else.
Yeah. And they were like, so this way you can pass people, but the taxi sometimes can't.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are sometimes taxi drivers are a little bit more cautious and they're trying to hurry. Yeah.
Some taxi drivers are reckless, though. They'll go like in between cars, like motorcycles.
So the clue at the Thunderbird collector garage takes them to a skate park. That's where they have to go for their next clue.
And Danny and Angie got there first.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to tell you about our new and exciting project. We just launched a YouTube channel that will have great travel shorts for your family. We're calling them Travel Bites. You can find our new channel at youtube.com/@thetarpitpodcast.
And don't forget to click subscribe and ring the bell to receive notifications every time we post a new video.
They were helping Rod and Leticia with directions, but Angie was like, I don't know if they're going to help us back when it comes to something physical.
When they were leaving that collector's garage, Danny, he had mentioned that he went to school in that area in college and for a time. He outlined on a map the other teams in their wave. Shane and Juan and Leticia and Rod were looking at the map, and they all came up with a route to get to the skate park. And once they got in the car, though, Angie was kind of like,
Don't do that. Once it's something physical, they're going to dump us because they know we're not that strong.
But Rod and Leticia, they were working with Danny and Angie, but then they just told Shane and Juan to follow them.
That's true. because they're working really tightly. We see as this episode goes on that Rod and Letitia and Shane and Juan are pretty tight. Those two teams are really working together.
When they got to the clue box at the skate park, it was a roadblock of who's feeling bored. And to get into the park, you had to go like all the way around, but some teams just jumped over the fence, which also seems like it would be against the rules. But anyways, Danny and Angie couldn't jump over the fence, and Rod and Letitia didn't even stop to help them or stop to tell them their direction on where the entrance is or anything. They just dumped them.
Yeah. And I think that's to kind of piece this all together, getting back to what Angie was saying, right? So Danny was helping all those two other teams with directions mm-hmm. on their way to the skate park. And in the car, Angie was like, you know, that's our secret weapon. We're good at navigation. That gives us an edge because I'm not as physically strong on some of these things. So don't help other teams with directions because we need that extra time. Once they got to the skate park, as soon as that fence was there, the two other teams that they helped, Rod and Letitia and Juan and Shane, they hopped the fence and just dumped them like a hot potato. And so she was kind of right, though, right? I mean, she was kind of like, hey, don't help them because when it comes to something physical, they're going to leave us behind. They're not going to help us.
They were just like, bye. So the roadblock was who's feeling bored.
And they had to build a skateboard. Some teams thought it would be skateboarding, but it was actually building a skateboard. And I feel like it would have been kind of easy. But the model skateboard, someone was actually riding it going around the park so you couldn't really see. And all of the wheels were different colors. And you had to pick up on which wheel was supposed to go on which side and front or back. And Danny picked on that really quickly because he was like, there's no way they would just give us random wheel colors. That has to mean something.
Right. They have to go in certain spots. Exactly. And the other thing that trip people up was the casing for the wheel casing.
Which way the trucks are supposed to go.
Yeah, the direction of the trucks for that. But they did have to build a skateboard at the skate park.
And also, since Danny was so good at that, he got it like first try and he was out of there first.
Yeah, yes. They were out of there pretty quickly. And also, Vinny made a mention that he was a skater, so he knew the parts of the skateboard.
Yeah.
So I feel like he did a pretty quick job with that as well once he got there. And Danny did finish first. Yvonne also skated, she said, when she got there. She skated when she was younger.
Melissa.
Oh, it was Melissa. Melissa skated when she was younger.
But she's never built her own skateboard.
She's never built it. And she made a point of saying that she doesn't like building anything. She doesn't like even IKEA furniture, nothing. Nothing. Building anything on her own.
And Kishori and Karishma, they either thought that it was building a skateboard or skateboarding. And they were like, well, who skateboards and who builds things? And they thought that they would have to skateboard. So they chose Karishma. But Karishma actually hates building things.
Yeah, she was like, I hate building. I hate manual labor. I don't put together IKEA furniture.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, Kishori should have done this one.
Yeah.
They were struggling.
Karishma was struggling with this. And she got to a point where she almost cried. She almost like kind of got fed up with it and started crying because she was really taking quite a while.
She got like the screw stuck in like the little screwdriver thing.
Yeah, she had a hard time with the tools, figuring out where things went.
And then when she got the screw out, she was like, I got it. Yeah.
But they knew that they were really getting behind. You could tell in her face, she was getting really sad and disappointed that she knew she was falling really behind as a team. And the rest of the teams, though, at that roadblock did pretty well. I mean, it was pretty basic. Nobody had any. Pretty straightforward.
Oh, Rod lost one of the nuts from the...
Oh, right. Yeah, he was in the first wave of people and he lost a nut.
He was being really vocal about it, though. So I don't know if that was like to get other teams distracted to help him look so then they would stop working.
He was like, no. I lost a nut.
He kept being silly about it and loud. And I think you're right. I think either he was trying to see if someone would help him or he was just trying to distract them and slow them down so he could look for it, which was pretty smart, actually, on his part. I have to give him
credit
for that.
And Juan kind of was helping at first, but then he was like, I'll find it when I'm done with this.
Like, when I finish this, as soon as I'm done with this, I'll help you.
Yeah, like, I got to finish my own work first.
Yeah, well, they are working together, and it is a race, so it's kind of finding a balance of the two.
They're a strong alliance.
They are. They're going to be a strong alliance, and they're definitely going to be two teams that are really watching out for each other.
Yeah, but at some point, it's going to be do my work and maybe win, like get first place, or help this other team.
and maybe lose.
Yeah, I'm sure that like a lot of alliances, it will fizzle out once they get down to the top three teams. Usually people form an alliance to get to the top layer of teams. And then once like, the final legs are done,
top four,
then they're like, okay, everyone's on their own.
Well, after this episode, there's only eight teams left. So we're already starting to dwindle down.
Yeah, but a little bit. Also, I feel like when it gets to final four teams, they're like, okay, we need to split up.
Yeah.
So they get a clue once they put their skateboard together. And that clue then takes them on a detour. And they have to choose between two activities.
They had to choose between climb for clues or play for pesos.
And performing for pesos, how would you describe that, Evie?
So one team member had to like wear this, how would I describe it? Like a body.
It's like a big bass drum. It's like in marching band, you carry a bass drum, but it's on your front. Here they have it on your back, like a backpack. And you have to swing your arms behind you with like drumsticks and hit the drum.
Right. And there's
cymbals.
Cymbals and on top.
And it's connected to your foot. So every time you stomp, the cymbals will crash. And you have to get like a little pattern going.
Right. They kind of described it in the show as a one-man band.
Yes.
And it was kind of like a street performer thing. And they had to perform and collect 2,500 pesos.
Which is around $2.60 in American.
So they had to go around and perform and they had this hat. So one person was performing and one person had the hat and was kind of collecting it.
And they had to play maracas if they had the hat too. Rod and Leticia, they were like struggling with that.
Leticia wasn't pushy enough to get money.
Yeah, Rod was complaining that she wasn't assertive enough to try to get the hat filled up. So they ended up switching roles during that detour. The other detour was climb for clues, and that was an old cement factory that was turned into these rock climbing walls.
It's a really tall wall.
It was very tall. They had to race up to the top and get two race ribbons. So one person had to do it and then the other person had to do it.
I feel like that one seems more fun.
And Sunny fell.
Oh yeah, Sunny fell.
So the teams that chose perform for pesos were Cesar and Ricky.
Rod and Leticia
and Angie and Danny.
Angie and Danny got it so fast. They were just standing there and then a guy gave them 2,400.
Yeah, they aced through that one.
And then they were walked up to some guy. He gave them 2,400. And then they were just standing there talking to the camera. And another guy walked by and gave them 100 pesos.
Cesar and Ricky, they finished first, though.
Yes.
And that kept them in the lead at that point. And Rod and Leticia, like we said, they swapped roles. At the climb for clues, most teams did that one.
It's more straightforward. I feel like the physical challenges are harder, but they're more straightforward. Like when you're done, you're done.
Right. And that looked really fun too. Mm-hmm. Amber definitely struggled with that. She had a hard time. Her legs were getting shaky. And at first I thought maybe it was just the nervousness or something. But then once they panned out on the scene.
It's a big wall.
It's a big wall. And some of the knobs that you're grabbing on the rock climbing were really small. And it looks like you can only get your fingertips on them. That would be hard to balance yourself.
And Vinny was like trying to help Amber. But then she was like, hush. And then he kept talking. And then she had to say it again.
Yeah.
There was this one shot where it was showing her leg shaking. But she just put her right leg down and then put her left leg up one, she'd be able to reach the grip that was bigger.
Yeah. It looked pretty hard.
And in some parts where she was like trying to get up, she kind of looked like a frog.
And Kishori also did it, and it probably...
She was struggling.
Should have been Karishma, because she's the daredevil skydiver kind of person.
They both do it.
Oh yeah, that's true actually. So Kishori looked like she struggled a little bit.
She was anxious. She's really tall, so I feel like she could get to the higher up grips that were easier to grab onto.
Yeah. You're like Shaq.
So she was getting anxious, but Karishma went back and she was the second one, and she went through and she crushed it. But she's the one who's the daredevil. She's jumped out of plane. She does all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like she should have done it first. So that way Kishori was like, okay, well, I have a model for me that just did it.
Oh, yeah, that may have been a good idea.
Also, another person that was crushing the wall was Shalisa. She scurried up that wall like a little spider. She was so fast.
She did a great job. And they're really hanging tight with these people. And they kind of made a funny comment during one of the interviews that the age of the teams, some of the teams that are still there, that they're playing against is how long they've known each other. So that was kind of funny.
Like when Shalisa was climbing, she was like, shut up, Derek.
Yeah, they were kind of funny. And then Busy and Sunny also chose climbing.
Sunny struggled
Yvonne
a little
Melissa,
bit.
Shane and Juan, they all chose the climbing. And they got their ribbons. And this was in like a park area, it looked like almost. Mm-hmm. But it looked really fun and really cool. Yeah. And most people did a good job.
It would definitely be a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And once they get their clue from their detour then takes them to the pit stop. And the pit stop is this old train station.
This old European-style train station that they turned into a cultural center.
Yeah, it looked pretty neat. And there's this little kid in there that was so funny that was welcoming them with
on his little
Phil,
skateboard.
On his little skateboard.
It was so
and
cute.
They go, and the time it took to get to the pit stop was pretty basic for most of them.
Rod and Letitia got really lost.
Yeah, Rod and Letitia got lost.
Really lost. They were in the mountains.
Yeah, and Danny made a little snarky comment. It was a little subtle. He threw some shade, and he was kind of said, after this, who's feeling bored? You know, he said, I'm going to not help other teams with navigation, and let's see how those teams do. And then it shows Rod and Letitia getting lost. So it was a little shade on Danny's part.
Great job, Danny.
And so they get to the pit stop, and the teams that arrive in order are...
Well, first, let's go over what the prize was for if you got first.
The prize for first was Expedia One Key Cash for 5 nights in Singapore with immersive dining, reef snorkeling, and a private food and culture tour.
And Ricky and Cesar won that trip.
Again. And so I think we're getting to a turning point where they're going to kind of have targets on their back now.
Yeah, especially when U-turns come up.
They're going to have a lot of targets when U-turns come up. Shane and Juan got second. Amber and Vinny got third. Danny and Angie got fourth. Rod and Letitia got fifth. Yvonne and Melissa got sixth. Sunny and Busy got seventh. Derek and Shalisa got eighth. And Kishori and Karishma got eliminated.
They did.
Our girls.
Yep. And so we'll be talking with them soon, fortunately, yes. And saying goodbye to them. And it was good to meet them. And the next episode will find us in Argentina. So again, we are in South America.
Which is a mega leg.
Yeah. And I know that...
We've been in South America for so long.
I know. And I know that a lot of people have been complaining about that online.
But like, also, we're in Europe. Like, sometimes they're in Europe for like the whole time.
Yeah. There are multiple countries when they're in Europe. And then also... The other thing people have to keep in mind is that this is really the first season that was filmed after COVID.
Yeah. So
and
they can't
so
do
I'm
a
sure
lot.
A lot of it's contained, and they're probably trying to keep them not traveling across continents as much as maybe before.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I realized when we were watching this episode, there has been no express passes this season.
There hasn't been any. You're right. There haven't been any at all. So,
so far.
Yeah.
So far. But yep. What if they don't do any? Because there hasn't been any, which normally there is.
Right. There has been the last episode. Anyways, last two. Yeah. So prior to COVID in 35, which was really 36, yep. They brought it back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, thanks for joining us. And we'll
Thank
see you at the
Thank
next
you.
One. And listen to our fun interview with Karishma and Kishori.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.